patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin, Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony. I'm a baller, high roller, baby.
Always agree with Homer.
That was last year. She didn't do that anymore.
That's true.
Joining us now.
She finally came to her senses. It took a while, but.
Future NBA play-by-play voice.
You're on that again?
That's what it's going to be. I'm on what I think is correct.
You know he switches up.
I've only switched once.
Before we get into anything, can I ask you guys all a question? Do you guys ever, anybody ever flown Alaska Air?
Never.
Negative.
Might have once, maybe.
I got a flight up to the Great Northwest.
They're fine.
Going
Alaska
to Canada.
Alaska Air is fine.
You think they're fine?
Yes, fine. High-end airline.
I've heard good things.
Yes.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Pebble?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No concern?
No, I never have, no.
No, have you heard any
concerns? Where are you going?
I'm going up to Canada, but I'm going through Seattle, and it's Alaska Air flight.
I think they're owned by another airline, but I'm not sure. But they're fine.
Just want to make sure you haven't heard any. It's not like, what's the other flight? What's the other airline? The
Frontier.
Frontier Spirit. Or something. Spirit, yeah.
Frontier, no, United.
No, United's fine.
Oh.
United's a mess. United's the worst airline to fly.
Come on.
Yeah.
Without United? Yeah. Why?
They've gone all cheap, too. That's how they're trying to get air.
I haven't heard that either.
Yep, I've had
They seem reputable.
Worse than any other place.
Won't pick up after baseball players' wives.
What?
You guys hear about that story?
No.
What?
The guy for the Toronto Blue Jays, his wife and her kids were, their kids were flying, and one of the kids spilled popcorn. And the wife told the flight attendant to clean up the mess or whatever. Or actually, no, the flight attendant came over and asked the wife to clean up the mess of the popcorn.
She's
like,
"Well, no.
Can't you do it?" But she was offended that she was asked to clean up the popcorn. And then now the Blue Jays player went to social media complaining about it, and he got ripped by a lot of people for saying, "Well, your wife should clean it up because it's your kid who spilled it."
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was a whole thing.
All right, let's get to the most important stuff.
Okay, where do you want to start? I know where you want to start.
Well, then go ahead. Take Giannis anywhere you want.
Yeah. he didn't practice today.
Okay.
The team just had film yesterday, so there was no, on-court work yesterday. They were on the court today. Giannis did not participate, but Coach Bud, to no surprise, wouldn't say whether Giannis was in or out. That's not where they're at this point, but he feels optimistic about the situation, and they are still labeling it a back contusion. But, new injury report, comes out in an hour or so, and maybe it'll have more details.
Could it say that he's out for the game? Is it ever done that soon or not?
They could. But in this situation, I don't know if they would put in a definite decision.
Low back contusion.
I think they'd either put questionable, doubtful, or probable. I mean, would surprise me, but yeah, questionable, doubtful, or probable. But I also think it's you want the Heat to kind of guess too, right? Because it affects their preparation.
Do you? Is that something they think about?
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Why do you think not all the coaches tell you who's going to start?
I think they're crazy about it. I think they overdo that, and it's just. But they do it. I don't know. Some do it less than others, but yeah, I think they go crazy about that. And there's not near the value they think there is, and they've been on the other side. And I think if you talk to them privately, they go, everybody does it. It really doesn't make much difference at all, given the prep and the way we do things. But nobody seems to want to address that.
Yeah, it makes a difference.
You can add it to your list.
Unfortunately, it makes a difference.
All right. I'll go by what the coaches would say privately.
Especially someone like Giannis. You're missing Grayson Allen. No. There's no adjustment in your game plan.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Grayson's fine.
Except that you don't have to worry about dirty plays.
Oh, you just want to get that in there.
Oh, are we labeling a charge a dirty play now?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good. Let's not go completely off the...
All right,
I do wonder where you are.
Let's let you, Zora, tell all the Bucks fans, the millions that are listening, how they should feel about the team, the playoffs, the Miami Take it away now. Everybody listening, please. Now, Zora, take it away.
I think they should feel okay. They obviously, you're not like crazy pleased, but you're not overly concerned. The Bucks have come back in series multiple times, and we're talking about a one-game deficit. The Bucks have come back from 0-2 deficits, and they had 10-plus days off, not an excuse, just the reality of the situation, and they didn't come out playing their best, specifically on the defensive end. That will be a point of emphasis tomorrow night in Game 2. And Giannis is still in question. Obviously, that's a huge factor, but one topic of discussion for this entire season was the depth of this roster. Now it's time for that depth to show up. And we saw, like, offensively, like we saw that on Sunday. It really was the 130 points. I mean, Jay Crowder was like, you can't expect to win a playoff game and the opposing team scores 130 points. Especially, you know, the Heat, who don't average anywhere near that.
And now, should and how will people feel, or how should they feel, if Giannis doesn't play in Game 2?
Not ideal. Completely doable. I really believe that.
Completely.
Not ideal.
Completely doable. Yes.
Completely
doable. Very.
I'm translating to that.
Easily.
Fans, even if he doesn't play two, and even if he doesn't play in the series, winning the series is completely doable.
Yes. Yes, I really do believe that.
Why?
Because you've got guys.
Because the Heat ain't that good.
Defense is so important in the playoffs. And you still have Brooke to anchor, who, you know, is going to be a lot better moving forward. You still have your point of attack, which is guys like Drew Holiday and Jay Crowder and Javon Carter, who can wreak havoc on the lead guards. Coach Bud has actually said Grayson Allen is one of the better defenders once Drew leaves the game. You still have Grayson. Grayson Allen.
Oh.
Coach Bud had a whole soundbite on that, on how Grayson has improved his defense this season.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
You have Joe Ingles, who's doesn't necessarily move super quick, but is a big body. You have Bobby Portis, who can crash the boards. Like you've got so much firepower. I hope I didn't miss out on anyone in that detailing. But I truly
missed out on Pat Connaughton.
Yeah, Pat. Well, right. I mean, Pat didn't play in game one. Maybe I think, you know.
That's why they lost.
It depends on who's in and who's out in terms of how the rotation goes. I mean, right now, Myers Leonard, Goran Dragic, Marjan Beauchamp, and Pat are not in the rotation based off game one. But adjustments are constantly made game to game. So we'll see how the Bucks come out. Defense will be huge. Are you buying what I'm selling?
It doesn't matter. I want everybody to hear it. Am I buying what you're selling?
Doesn't matter. That means no, he's not buying it.
Am I buying it?
Right.
Yes, I'm buying because
she has a buyer.
She has a buyer, though she hasn't mentioned the reason why I'm buying it. It's because of the way Chris Middleton played. If I still had some concerns about his ability to play 100%, I'm not buying anything. If he was still hurt, I would say I'm scared to death. I'm not counting on anything for sure, but he played so well and appears to be really close to 100%. So with that Chris Middleton, I am joining Zora's club. But if she tells me anything about any health concern with Chris Middleton, I'm leaving the club. All right, Zora.
I love that take, but I think you're sometime me, like when it comes to Chris. Like if he misses a shot, you're like, oh, not 100%. Something's off. Like,
yeah, Mr. Sometimey. What's your new nickname, Mr. Sometimey?
Well, I'm going by what Dr. Tony Smith, the doctor of basketball, told me.
Hey, Mr. Sometimey.
Right, fine. Watch Middleton offensively and the way he moves and stuff like that. And if he looks doing that normal, then he's fine. I watched it. He looked normal. He was fine. And then all the other points. So,
Okay.
He's been hurt. He's had an injury. Then to the end of the year, all of a sudden something happens and they're worried a little bit. I didn't make that stuff up. Did I?
No. You make a lot of stuff up, though, but not that.
So were you – it's the part of the game. To me, it's the most frustrating part that they lost. They lost even though he played as great as he did. I would have thought that level of play by Middleton would be enough to win the game. But that's nearly as important as knowing and believing now that I expect him to be healthy for the rest of the series. He's healthy the rest of the series. They will beat Miami whether Giannis plays again or not. You want to join that club?
Yeah, I mean, it's crucial for Chris to be able to contribute. I think you're going to need a group of people to contribute,
right.
though.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to need Bobby, you're going to need Brooke, you're going to need Drew, and it can be a different guy each night. Because every game, they're going to, like, say Chris, you know, Chris had a 30-plus point game, so now Miami is going to try to limit Chris. Game two. So somebody else is going to have to step up. It's a game of chess.
Right, but if Giannis doesn't play, they need a significant contribution from Chris Middleton every night. No Giannis and not much from Middleton, I don't think the Bucks can win enough games to win the series.
What's significant? Yeah, I mean, yeah, Chris has got to be able to contribute. Yes. Does he need to score 30-plus? I don't know.
I would go no.
Okay.
But you have to get a feeling at various times in the game that he's the best player on the floor.
Okay. That's fair.
I wasn't said.
I think they
got to
play defense.
What?
I think they got to play defense. Play defense and make more threes as a group. Move the ball. Take more shots.
How does the other team shoot threes that well? Was it because they just had one night in a lifetime, or were they not defended? Was there a problem with the Bucks' defense that was a part of them getting and shooting threes so well?
Well, yeah, they had 16, so it wasn't like the volume was crazy. Obviously, you know, their percentage was great.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they had 20-plus threes. I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, the Bucks are no-excuse type of group, so they're like, hey, we gave up 130. We can't do that. At the same time, like, you look at some of the tape, a good number were contested, and the guy, you know, the Heat just made them. Is the three-point line need to be the point of emphasis? I think protecting the paint needs to be a point of emphasis. I think transition defense needs to be a point of emphasis. I think ball pressure, you know. You could have lived with the 16 threes if Jimmy, I think he had 35, didn't have 35. And if you didn't have some of those leak outs. Just my thought.
That's what we want. Your thoughts, Zora Stevenson. I think that Drew Holiday can guard anybody. Can he guard Jimmy Butler well, or is it this well? But
yes,
Giannis did a lot.
Yes. No, Drew was on Jimmy for the majority of the night. And yes, Drew can guard Jimmy Butler. And he can, you know, I think he can do a way different job than he did on Sunday. I think you'll see, I mean, you saw Joe even on Jimmy. You saw Jay, Wesley. I think they'll throw a number of guys on Jimmy. But Drew was the primary defender. I don't see that changing, but, you know, we'll see. That would be a huge adjustment.
Anything else that was said by Bud that we need to know that we didn't ask about?
No. Something said by Jay Crowder, though, was he said, you know, whatever the game plan is, that's great. But we can't overthink it. We just got to go out there and compete. You know, I think there was a very specific game plan, and on short notice, you're trying to make sure you're executing that rather than just like going out there and, you know, guarding or even offensively, just playing and reading things.
All right. Now we get to our Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. Do you think Giannis will play in game two against the Heat tomorrow night? I voted no. The Hall of Famer, Tony Smith, how did you vote?
I'm hoping no.
Could you explain that for Zara?
I don't think they need him. I think they can win this game without him, and it would go a long way if they did and won. But I think he just needs a couple more days of rest. It can't hurt.
And Pebble, Do you think Giannis will play in game two against the Heat tomorrow night?
No, I don't think so, because they don't need him to beat the Heat. Like we discussed on here, the Heat aren't going to shoot 60% from the floor again in this series. They got enough firepower to beat without him, give a little bit of rest, like Tony said.
And now we get to Zora. Zora, of course.
Unless they make 16 threes again, they will.
Zora does have the ability, we call it a wildy, to do, say, whatever she wants. She's not required to answer any question. She can also come on the show anytime she wants, even if it's not when she's scheduled, because she's busy. So, here we go. Will Zora answer? Let's ask the question. Do you think Giannis will play in game two against the Heat tomorrow night? Zora Stevenson.
My answer is no answer. But Giannis always wants to play.
Okay.
Giannis always wants to play. Is it the best thing for him to play? We'll see.
Yeah. We knew she wasn't going to answer. Listen, Zora.
I'm predictable on that one.
Right, right. We knew that one was going to happen. Just before you go, though, I do want to get your take on the Draymond Green Sabonis thing. What did you think about how that was resolved?
Yeah.
Sabonis gets a T, Draymond ejected.
Great question.
Oh, that is a good one. And I'm conflicted, per usual.
Okay. Talk to me. Talk to me.
I love the light, the beam. And I see so many similarities in the resurgence of, like, a small market team. So I feel like Bucks fans can relate to that. So with that in mind, when I was watching the game, you know, in the mind of, like, light the beam, go Kings, you see it from the point of view of Draymond, you know, kind of putting his foot down on Sabonis' chest. At the same time, you can't judge intent, and he did have the plant to continue to run up the floor. So, I mean, and Sabonis just could have been there, right, as he was planting to continue to run up the floor. And
What about Sabonis grabbing his leg?
Yep, we saw that. Yes, that's not debatable. I mean, he grabbed his leg. It's just the intent of the stomp, right? And I think after the game, the referees told, or even during the game, told Draymond that the stomp was just, like, too much. Like, however, the force he used. And it's just, how do you judge intent? You know?
Yeah, and what I would say is, like, so you're in a situation, you're Draymond, it comes down on you, so you're trying to pull that leg. The question is, what happens to you physically when I go to run, right? So I've got 1 foot planted, I'm going to get my other one, and I'm moving forward at the same time. Now, my leg is grabbed. What's the reaction? Well, your weight comes back on that foot, and guess what? You stomp the guy in the chest. So that's all, like, whatever. You can, like, try to parse that however you want to parse it. My real question there and my thought on the situation, which I see a lot of, is, like, I don't think they're taking into account enough that, listen, Sabonis started the whole thing. If he doesn't grab Draymond, then there's no reason to be stumped. Now, if he stumps you then, we know what the deal is. If you don't initiate the situation, there is no situation. There should be a higher tag on the initiator and not the guy who retaliates. That's my whole thing with it. So, yeah, okay, Sabonis got a T, he should have. But knowing that he was initiated by Sabonis, I don't think you eject him for that. I think you're like, well, if you wouldn't have done this, there was no reason to retaliate. You
forced. But then you're going down, kind of. I mean, you're not judging the act for what it is.
You are okay. Then if you want to do that,
did get a but technical.
Then okay, but then give them both a severe punishment. Eject them both. He initiated the whole situation.
Okay,
so you should get some kind of harsher penalty for initiating situations and antagonizing guys, knowing that Draymond is a hothead. This is something that you probably did intentionally. So they got to look at that. Like, you're trying to pick on a guy that you know can't control himself. You want him to do something crazy, and so you bait him and by grabbing his leg.
Baiting him is now part you're baiting, of it?
Well, yeah, you grab really? His leg. Yeah,
Draymond. Well, no, what he did grabbing, but baiting him is
Draymond's
now.
Draymond's a known hothead.
I know, that's on Draymond, not on me.
Yeah, but that's on him.
It's on him, but it's on you because you initiated a situation by grabbing him. That's on you. That's not on Draymond.
And it's on Draymond for how he reacts to that.
It is. So right? They both should have, they're both equally as responsible. But I want more on the initiator because there is no situation without the initiation of it.
I agree. It's hard to address the intent of, like, the level of severity of both.
No, the, right? Like, but there's no level of he intended to grab Draymond's leg, and he did.
Right. My point is the referees saw what Draymond did as worse than what Sabonis did, and I don't know how they judge that. That's
right.
What I was saying. I was agreeing with you on that part that, yeah, both were in the wrong, and how do you judge, like, whether stomping on someone's chest is worse than...
It is worse, but that's not what I'm talking about. My point is the whole situation was started by Sabonis. Mm-hmm. There should be an added penalty to that. That's all I'm saying.
So just about even it up.
So even though Draymond did something that was worse, yeah, you get a harsher penalty. But Sabonis, you started the whole thing, so you get more of a penalty because you know you can get away with just a tech. You just want to upset Draymond and get him another tech.
Yeah, and if
because you know you can get him out of
and
there.
And if he's stupid enough to do that, then fine. Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're stupid, so you just go initiating situations and
he doesn't.
It's playing the game.
That's not part of the game, though, Zora. You know that. Grabbing someone's leg. What if he grabs his leg? Draymond falls on his face and gets hurt. Is that just part of the game now, or is it because Draymond didn't get hurt that now it becomes part of the game?
If he would have got hurt, I think it would have been a worse.
Oh, see, then that doesn't make sense.
That's how they do it.
I know, but they shouldn't do it that way. That's my point. They should not judge it that way. It should be judged on what happened. You grabbed his leg. There's the potential for injury. Yeah, he didn't get injured, but there's the potential. So that would stop guys. That would stop guys from doing stuff. Yes, of course you do.
So I have to act.
Just because I didn't fall and get hurt,
I have to act differently toward Draymond because he's crazy.
No, listen, but you for one, Homer, are the one guy who hates flopping.
Yes,
you hate it. This is why guys flop, so they can trick the refs into calling an extra penalty when something happens to them. This is why guys flop. He grabbed my leg. Did it make me fall? Did it make me hurt myself? No, but I'm going to act like it did.
Yeah, like if Draymond fell, would they have both been ejected? Would it have just been... But if Draymond falls and he doesn't stomp on his chest, just so many what ifs.
Yeah, just what ifs is... Don't start now, won't be
if
now.
If he falls
you're
down...
You're out too, Sabonis.
If he falls down...
Sabonis, you're out.
And Sabonis then would have been punished and Draymond would not have.
I'm tossing Sabonis. I'm tossing Sabonis.
If there's no check,
if he falls down.
No, I'm tossing Sabonis. Then when I watch the replay, I'm tossing Sabonis.
For the leg.
For initiating.
Okay,
That's not anywhere in basketball.
Would you do that regardless of whose leg he got?
Regardless of whose leg.
Okay.
If I see him grabbing a leg like that when someone's trying to run down the floor, gone.
All right. And you do that for any player in
any
situation.
Any player. It doesn't matter.
All right. I'm getting...
And obviously that changes the outcome of the game. If Sabonis...
All right, we got to go, Zora.
Yep.
All right.
You can have your own show, but we're behind. Thanks. She is the best. That should be her new nickname. Zora the Best Stevenson next.
You're listening to Homer and Tony.
White men can jump.
All right, so do I have to call whoever wrote that movie? Do you think he'll change the title? Maybe you can do a new one then. One white man can jump. Or two.